My name is Larry Gibson. I'm on top of Cape Ford Mountain, West Virginia. My family's been on this mountain since about 220 years.
And my family has been in this valley since the 1700s.
He got the land, 560 some acres with a dairy, by marrying into that family.
Every year, our family got together on a mountain called Casey Mountain, where we had a family picnic every July 4th weekend. That mountain's no longer there, so we no longer have those picnics.
All about 220 years.
Since the 1700s. My name's Maria Gonneau. We are sitting in Bob White, West Virginia, in southern part of West Virginia, in Boone County.
When I come home and started clearing the family cemetery, and I started hearing dynamite in the distance, like lightning, like thunder in the distance. Only it was blue sky like this. I just didn't know what it was.
They're taking away our hills.
Blue sky like this.
That mountain's no longer there, so we no longer have those picnics. In 2000, there was a mountaintop removal strip started on Island Creek Mountain behind where I live at.
I just didn't know what it was.
They've blown the mountains off and put them into the valley behind me, and then put two ponds in that valley fill.
And making valley
more coal trucks, more trains, no miners. Where's all this coal coming from? Of course, you couldn't see what you see now, you know?
It used to be when I was a child, we used to be able to catch bait out of this stream and sell it to the fishermen that fish in the river. And now there's nothing alive in the stream.
More coal trucks, more trains, more coal trucks, more trains, more coal trucks, more trains.
The stream is now what's called a pollution spillway. It's an NPDES stream, National Pollution Discharge Elimination System. A pollution spillway.
1993 on up is when the violence started, as far as actual violence and breaking into the cabins, shootings and threats, phone threats and everything. My people have tried to convince me to take my bumper stickers off my truck before I come up this hollow. One of them worked for the coal industry down there, way in the coal. He said, "Larry, they're talking about killing you, buddy."
It's an NPDES stream, National Pollution Discharge Elimination System.
They're talking about killing you, buddy. This gate that you see right here, I call it Hell's Gate. When you go through that gate there, that's what hell looks like, I would imagine. Because nothing else on this earth looks like that.
The coal companies use water to wash their coal. And then they pump that water back up onto the mountains in sludge dams. They pump this back up onto the mountain, and then they treat it, and then they'll release it into a sediment control pond, into another 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 sediment. The chemicals are run through our streams into another sediment control pond, into another sediment control pond.
All of our streams here in West Virginia are pollution spillways. Pollution spillways.
When they shoot this off, it's going to be enormous. They're setting up a pattern of about 500 holes, 9-inch holes, about 80 feet deep, okay? This shot's going to be enormous when they go off. They drill them 9-inch holes like this, and when they get them dug, they'll pack them with ammonia nitrate, diesel fuel, and fertilizer. One hole here will equal the same as the Oklahoma blast. see it all. Where my danger is right here, you see how close they are to me? They can surely blow me off this map. With ammonia nitrate, diesel fuel, and fertilizer, one hole here will equal the same as the Oklahoma blast. 500 holes, 9-inch holes. One hole here will equal the same as the Oklahoma blast.
They blast off as much as 800 feet of the peak of a mountain.
One hole here will equal the same as the Oklahoma blast.
And in some cases, they will blast the mountain completely level with the creek. I mean, the entire mountain will be gone.
You see, they're not only destroying the whole mountain culture, they're trying to wipe out the whole existence by destroying the cemetery over here like they're doing, and by doing this land like it is. People a thousand years will come by here and they won't see no remains of anything here.
There'll never be anything, Grobo. There'll be a scar there forever.
This was the life of the people. Now this is the destruction of the people. This is the death of the people.
It's always been tough here. It's always been tough. Ain't never been easy. It's harder now than it's ever been. But at the same time, if we were people that was going to give up, we would never settle these mountains. You spend that amount of your time fighting, only to be robbed again. You do get tired. And you do wish for something better.
You cannot do what you're doing here without having a long-term effect to it. And there is going to be one. They're destroying the mountains for such short-term energy. This land gave the people life, you know. And my mama gave me birth. This land gave me life. And that's how I feel about it.